tonight, we're digging deep. It's all about knowing your soul for episode 7. I'm holding it down right here. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I really wanted to pick like a happy song, but I couldn't pick a happy song for this episode.
The last few episodes have been very emotional.
Very emotional. Oh my God. Episode 7, I Know My Soul. A lot of soul searching this episode. But before we get into it, hey guys, I'm Franceli Chapman, a.k.a. at Selly Hangout. Follow me at all things at Selly Hangout. I'm holding it down, lead hosting tonight. Elena is slaying up in San Francisco at her photo shoot. So I think I'll do, and my lovely ladies.
Yes, I just want to say I'm happy to be on this panel with you ladies. Thank you for having me as a guest today. Yay. My name is Miss Candy Marie, and you can find me on Instagram at Miss Candy Marie and on Twitter at Sweet Candy TV.
Yay. And as always, you guys, I am so glad to be back. I was gone for a few weeks, and I know you guys missed me as much as I miss you. So, as always, you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Pink English. I don't even remember who I am anymore.
Listen, no one knows who they really are.
It's true.
In this episode, it was so much about like digging deep, getting to the root of things, looking in the mirror. So, shout out to Maria Elena, who wrote tonight's episode, and Kat Candler, who directed. I always love to give shout outs to them.
Yeah.
And congrats to Queen Sugar for being renewed for season 3.
Yes.
That means you'll see more of us.
They're holding it down. I'm really nervous that next week is the mid-season, like, finale. I'm like, wait, what? Oh, my God, already?
Yeah.
Sheesh. Okay, so we start the episode right where we left off at the dinner table with all the drama with the family. And Nova kind of goes off on some, I need to see this letter now.
Right.
I was like, whoa.
Did you hear her voice? Though?
Like
the
it
tone
was,
of
it,
her voice.
It got real, ugh, it got
bossy.
Real deep. Now, if someone confronted you with something, do you need proof? Are you one of those people that's like, I'm not taking your word for it. I need to know right now. Let me see it. Seeing it is believing it. Do you...
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead. Listen, absolutely. Like, I can't blame my girl for saying that because sometimes it's like, look, I know my daddy.
Right.
Look, my daddy would not write this.
Right, right, right.
But he did. Right. So it's like, so what do you do? No, you ask for proof. And I respect how she did that and what she did.
I agree. I 100% would love to see proof because just know, I mean, it's brothers and sisters and siblings. Sometimes they lie. They lie to you the most.
Yeah.
And so sometimes they'll twist things to make it seem in their favor. So, of course, I would definitely want to see it.
I mean, but the thing is, yeah, there are siblings. And I said this last week. I'm like, man, why can't we figure out a way to get along? Why can't we figure out a way to do this together? Like, even if Ralph Angel does have sole ownership of this farm, Charlie's right. I believe she's right. He's not ready. You know, what do you guys think? Do you think that Ralph Angel can do this on his own?
Well, I'm going to say this. I had a lot of sympathy for Ralph Angel in this episode. And simply it's because I agree with him wholeheartedly. I think that they are still... you know, just looking at him as the same guy that he used to be. They're not looking at him anymore as a grown-ass man. They're still looking at him as this little boy who made all these mistakes, this guy that went to jail for his mistakes. But this is the thing. He went to jail for his mistakes. He did his time. Allow him to show you that he can really do it. Not, like, nobody's perfect. I think that with running a farm or just with anything that you're venturing off on for the first time, you're gonna make mistakes. But as long as you're learning from these mistakes and he's showing them that he's serious, and I feel like... he is showing them that he is serious.
I agree 100% again with you. You're like pouring in all your vibes into my brain. Yes, 100%. I agree. I feel like, you know, everyone needs a second chance. And I'm not saying like, you know, Ralph Angel knows exactly what he's in for. But for me, it's like believe in him. At least believe in him. And help him. It's not like you're just going to just let him have it and you walk away and you do whatever you want to do. Just believe in him and help him along the way. Because obviously at this point, the fact is the fact. They keep trying to unveil, well, was this written at this point or was it written at this point? It's like the reality is exactly what it is. Deal with it and move on.
Right. I think everyone's in the wrong in a particular way. And that's why I feel like getting to the root of things and also taking a look at the mirror. Like, I believe that people are our mirrors. So the things that I think it was beautiful when he said, you know, when you look at me, you don't like what you see. You look at you see yourself in a particular way. And that's true. When we have conflict with people, 9 out of 10, it's time to dig deep and ask yourself, why is this striking a chord in me? Why does this hurt so much? Which is why I love Aunt Vi for like striking a nerve in Nova and saying, what is this really about? Because it's true. You lived in LA with your husband, living the high life. You didn't even think about this farm. Mm-hmm. You were over here saving all these other convicts. Now, all of a sudden, when it comes time for ownership, everyone wants to fight over a land that they never cared about when he was still living. And that's the thing. Why do we care so much more after people are gone?
Right. And it was a big point that none of them even knew that he was a custodian. So none of them really truly were invested in his life except for Ralph Angel.
Exactly.
And at this point, it's like it's reality, and it's hard for them to see because they have this kind of fantasy of their dad. And I'm really glad that the show is finally breaking down the dad's true like person, because all this time we kind of visualized him as a fantasy as well, and really not knew who he was, just kind of reverenced him and just thought like, oh my gosh, he's this man. But Aunt Vi mentioned, you know, he didn't even care for the land. You know, there was like a lot of things that we learned and a lot of pieces in their heart that they didn't even know about their dad that they've created in their head, and they're wrapping it around Ralph Angel. And it's not about Ralph Angel. It's bigger than Ralph Angel.
It is so much bigger than Ralph Angel. And I'm so glad that you said that. And one of the things that I heard that I had to write down that Ralph Angel said, because like I said, this the whole time I just felt him. My heart really went out to him. Yeah. And, you know, he said, just because you two only see my mistake doesn't mean Pops felt the same way. Mm-hmm. That last part, Pops felt the same way. I really love the fact that his father, he saw so much in him. He didn't look at his mistakes. He said, you know what? I see what you can be. Mm-hmm. And I just really wish that his sisters took the same time to say, you know what? I see what you could be too. Mm-hmm. But they're not seeing it.
I mean, compassion and empathy is so important. I also feel like when Aunt Vi was reading the letter, it was so powerful. It gave me chills.
Yes.
And she said, you know, well, the part Ernest said, you are better than what you think. Mm-hmm. And like, it even landed for me, you know, like, we're so hard on ourselves.
Yes.
This is the thing. The world criticizes us enough. The world beats us up enough. Why do we do it to ourselves?
Why?
You know, like, the constant, like, well, I'm not good enough to run this farm, or I'm not good enough to be on this show, or like, the demons that kind of run through people's minds. And when Ralph Angel said, I'm just a stupid convict, the fact that he believes that that's how people perceive him, although some may, that's also how he perceives himself in a particular way. That's the record that's going through his head. That's the personality or the demon that he's fighting against, that to prove himself and everyone wrong.
But if you think about it, that's how society treats convicts.
Of course.
They treat them like they don't give them a chance. You know, they treat them like they're stupid convicts. But he's like, I have so much more to offer, and I want to show you if you give me the chance. Like, my own family won't even give me the chance. Like, that hurts.
It does.
Like, I have brothers, like, who have been in the system.
Me too.
That feel like, you know, like, we all do. We all know somebody. And it's like society just keeps beating them up. Mm-hmm. And that's why so many, and that's even another subject, is that's why so many of our black men are giving up so easily. Mm-hmm. And maybe even committing suicide. It's just so many, like, it's just so much. It's so much that society puts on them.
It's a lot.
I agree.
I want to say that, but the, like you said, the family feud doesn't make it any better. And this is the thing. There are very few people that can say, my father, especially colored folks, that can say, my father left me something.
Right.
You know, like, ownership in the black community is so important.
Yes.
And so it's like Charlie stressing the legacy, although she always has a good way of spinning things, and we'll get to that. But I also understand where she's coming from. Like, listen, sticking together, we're stronger. And a lot of times, that's why a lot of family businesses, mom and pop shops, color business go out of business.
Right.
Because it's all about, how can we make the most money? Or let me sell it. Or I can do this on my own. Pride and ego. Pride, ooh, before, girl, the fall, y'all.
Pride.
Like, Ralph Angel's pride, like, I'm not going to ask you for anything. You cannot do this by yourself, even if this wasn't about your sisters. In general, in life, people, we can't do this
but the
by
thing
ourselves.
But the thing is, it would be easy for him to realize that if they were coming to him saying, you know what, we're willing to help.
Precisely.
So right now, he is thinking, I have to do this by myself. My dad left me this letter. You chicks weren't around.
Right.
Now exactly. You want to show up. Now you want to make a big stink. Now you want to hurt my ego when I'm on the road. The straight and narrow path. Mm-hmm. Now you see I'm on a straight and narrow with my baby mama, with mm-hmm. my child, with everything. But moving on a little bit, I want to just give a shout out to Aunt Vi because they yes. really attacked her.
Oh,
like they
yeah.
came like attacking
they
her
came
like
her.
Bulldozers. Like really every question they came at her was like coming at her instead of like trying to get an understanding.
Yeah.
And they were the fact that they wanted to blame her and mm-hmm. put her in the middle of it, and it was just like, wow.
I feel like they just want to blame everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like it's deeper than rap. Like I'm gonna say, like, meaning like they have so many issues with their father that they never got a chance to deal with,
right? Yeah.
You know, the issues that Charlie has with her dad, feeling like the outsider, you know, technically she was an outsider for so long. Her saying that she was going to the house and she had nowhere to sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even, you know, even with Rutina's character, you know, with her sitting up there saying that like her father never accepted her and her lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Her father was always asking her, when are you having kids? That just goes to show that they had so many issues and so many unresolved situations mm-hmm. with their dad that they never got a chance to. So the anger that they're feeling is not directed towards Ralph Angel. It's not mm-hmm. directed towards Vi. It's directed right. towards their dad.
Yeah. Oh, all day.
Yeah.
All day. And my thing is, when she said believing that you can do something and actually doing it are two different things, you know, perception versus reality, you know, where is the fine line between dreaming big? I mean, think of us, right? We all moved to LA to pursue a dream. You know, I have family members hounding me all the time about get yourself a real job.
Girl.
And like, get a job that gives you enough money to sustain yourself and all that other stuff. It's like, people are always putting on you things that you don't see the vision that I see. And although Ralph Angel may not have the means, in a particular way, he has the vision and he believes in himself. He just needs other people to believe in him. Look, I'm team everybody. Like, I'm team Ralph Angel. I'm team Vi. I'm team Nova. I'm team Charlie. Like, I just want all of them to grow. Because in a particular way, I'm mad at Ralph Angel because I feel like he's, like we talked about last week, he's a big baby. He is the baby of the family. And he's acting like a spoiled brat, putting Darla in the middle that way. What do you guys think? Like, the Darla versus Ralph Angel, I feel like, okay, putting her in that position was really messed up, in my opinion.
Okay, like, I'm going to agree with you. I do think that it was messed up, but to be honest with you, I think that Darla should have chose to stick by her man. Because, again, and this is just my opinion, I'm going to look at the viewers, and if you agree with me, holla at us on the chat, you know what
oh
I'm saying?
My
you got
gosh.
Me over here stuttering and everything. But no, I really think that Darla should have stood by her man simply because of the type of pressures that she see that he's in right now. And I would have liked to see her say, you know what, I'm going to stick right here by you. You know, I'm a part of this family too. And I agree with everything that Ralph Angel said to her. They have been treating her like she hasn't been a part of this family. You know, and I, you know, I feel like she should have stood by him.
Well, I feel that individually, everyone is their own adult.
Right.
And everyone right now needs to make the best decision for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that Darla is just now getting integrated back into the family and they're giving her a chance. You know, she's also been a person of a second chance,
mm-hmm.
her and Ralph Angel.
Right.
But I don't believe that you should never, especially in the scenario that she's looking at it is, I think that Ralph Angel wants, because he's used to depending on people, his dad, everyone else, that now he wants someone else to depend on.
Mm-hmm.
And Darla needs to really, really, really focus on herself before she could be anything for Ralph
anybody
Angel.
Else.
And I actually am really happy to see that the show is not showing like typical, normal, I believe they're like in their 20s, 20-year-olds that are trying to figure it out. Usually, like, you're having sex with them, and then you're texting, and then there's a mix-up, and then, you know, it's like, oh, I'm trying to work on myself, but then you're still, like, investing in this person.
Right.
She's really, truly trying to work on
herself.
Stand
up for herself.
And Ralph Angel isn't seeing where she has to grow, where she is taking the stand in her life, where she is working on her sobriety every single day. He's only wanting me, and not even thinking about what she needs.
And that's not a relationship, FYI. Like, a relationship is about what can I give, yes, not what I can get. But I'm going to get to that in a second. I just want to give a shout out to everyone in the chat. Bree, Chris, Ken, Miss Chris Brown, we love you so much. And Ken said, sorry, Candy, Darla did stand up for her man and lost her job for it.
Yes.
This is my thing.
And I agree, he did. But maybe I'm a little biased because Ralph Angel's just so damn fine.
Right.
I can't. Chocolate man. I'm sorry.
You give him whatever he wants.
I'm allowing my personal feelings to get involved right now. Sorry, guys.
As an addict, her sobriety and having routine and having some normalcy and having independence is very important. She gonna mess around and stand by her man and run herself to the ground and then be, and you know, have a slip and then lose blue and lose the whole dynamic. Yeah. And that's the thing. A lot of women, unfortunately, not saying men don't do it because men can as well, but it's more often that you see women giving up themselves, compromising
who they are,
yes, where they're going, giving, yep, up careers just, yeah, to be by their man.
Yeah.
And the reality is that you guys are separate and then you're together.
Yes.
And I believe that the best relationships, like, I know a pastor that said once he decided to be a pastor, and a lot of people were criticizing his wife because she's not at church every Sunday. And he's like, I decided to be a pastor. She didn't decide to be a first lady. So therefore, she has her own life, her own career. She's here when she wants to be. She's here when she can, and she supports me. Mm-hmm. But this is not her life or her job. She deserves to have her own life. And I felt, right, it was so beautiful to see a man stand up for his woman in that way, that she's allowed to have her own. Darla needs to have her own.
Yeah.
When we're in a relationship or in a marriage, that doesn't equate to property. You're not my property for, right, me to tell you what, yeah, to do. And she made a great point when she said, I can't go. I have to.
Right.
I don't have to do anything.
And that was a really, really good part of the show. I appreciate the fact that she stood up for herself. But I just don't appreciate the way that I believe that, you know, his sisters are treating him.
And look at how Darla bossed up when she got up in that job. We saw her from going from a parking attendant and collecting tickets and people's money to, like, hello, yes, Mrs. Border Long West, here you go.
Yes, walking, exactly, in meetings,
calling, right, the shots.
It's a certain, like, it's a new confidence
she's
about her.
Yeah, and she's in her prime, and you could see that. But Ralph Angel can't see that for, yeah, looking at his sister and seeing his sister's integrated.
So
in
he
it.
Doesn't like it being done to him, but he's doing it to Darla.
Yes.
Which is, come, exactly, on, Ralph. I'm trying, right, to stand up, exactly, for you, bro, but you, yeah, kind of messing
and,
up right
and
now.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Like, my mom doesn't have to do anything for me. It's, mm-hmm, a choice. There are some mothers who decide to abandon their child and not do anything. My father didn't have to do... That's the thing. Like, people feel like because they have these titles, sister, brother, husband, that they have to do anything. God gave us free will. You have the free will and choice to treat me right. I hope and pray that you will respect me, value me, and treat me right, but you don't have to do those things. And I think too many people walk around entitled, and Ralph Angel is entitled right now. He thinks,
right,
he's entitled to Darla acting a specific way, and if she doesn't, then, oh, I think we're done. And that's not love. Love is, yeah, unconditional. Cool. Love gives you choice. Ralph,
and then you won't let me, Ralph, walk up in your house, Negro,
and
wife,
see my son,
my child.
And, right, that's why, right, I think, right, it isn't, right, right. Like, love is free, and, mm-hmm, I give you the freedom to choose a certain way, and let's compromise and let's talk about it. But at the end of the day, this is the mother of your child, and you can't stop her from seeing her child.
And the, exactly, scary thing is 1 minute he's all about, this is ours, you can wake up to this. He's trying to sell her a dream. How can we be together? How can we be together? And then 1 moment when I don't agree with something that, right, you say, want me to do, mm-hmm, you won't even let me into this house.
Right.
You don't even want to work out a plan for me to see my child.
Yeah.
And you see me doing better.
And that is why we cannot forget that Ralph Angel is a boy.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
He's a little boy. Exactly. Like, he's, yes, like, how old, yes, is,
that's,
like,
why,
early,
I said,
20?
I was like, he still, he's, has some growing up to do. Yes. In, he, real life, he's a baby, to too. That's, yeah, why I'm like, I'd go to jail.
But yourself, right.
How old is he?
He's 23,
he,
honey.
Is, oh, girl.
I can't,
he
do nothing
legal
with that.
He is legal.
He's legal, but I still can't do nothing with that.
I mean, either. He would be driving me, giving me headaches.
I can't.
Wait. I heard head multiple times. What?
Stop.
Okay, Okay. Sally,
see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
No, it's okay. If I said it multiple times, it may be true.
Yeah. All right, but you know what we need to talk about, Sally.
Okay, so on Facebook recently, there's been all these different talks about check on your strong friend, right? Mm. Because there's been a lot of things going on in the world, and I really feel like Charlie was a great example, and Aunt Vi is a great example.
Wait, so there's a thing going around called check on your strong friend.
Check on your because people are committing suicide, and people are always the strong one. And I love what Charlie said when she said, what did I do to deserve what I'm going through? Like, Ralph Angel isn't the only one in pain. I'm in pain, too. Aunt Vi, we're discovering all these things about her in this episode. So it's like, check on your strong friend, y'all. Yes. Like, seriously. For real.
Seriously. And I think that, you know, all of us up here can actually relate to that, because I think that we all bring a certain strength to our own families and our own friendships.
Yes.
And I tell my friends all the time, like, they always think, oh, well, Candace, I didn't hit you up because I thought, you know, you good. Like, right. How do you know I'm good? It's always the ones. And I just felt Charlie in that moment. I just wanted to cry for her because when she said, I need help too.
Yes. I want someone to fight for me.
I want somebody to fight for me.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I felt her. And I think that we all felt her. You know, whether it's been your grandmother, your mother, like the person that everybody goes to, I think that so many people can relate in that moment. That was needed. I'm glad they put that in there.
Me too.
I want to give a special shout out. I recently just last week lost a really good friend, Siddiqui Fofana. Rest in peace to my brother. He would have been 28 years old. This Friday. Oh, wow. And, you know, I took it really, really tough. But again, most people feel like I'm the strong one. Yeah. But thankfully, I've had certain people that are like, yo, Sally, you good? Yo, you all right? And it has made such a world of a difference, because grief comes in different ways and people don't understand. And everyone's grieving differently in this episode. Like, Charlie's grieving from this divorce. She's grieving from feeling like, is she really enough to take on the mantle that is this mill? Like, there's just so much going on for her and she's grieving. And I'm just...
And she's used to always being the fixer.
Yes.
She's used to always making everything else right. She's used to always fixing everyone else's problems. And right now, her problems are so, like, deep. And there's emotions where before, when it was just business, her emotions didn't have to be there. And that's why she kind of comes off heartless sometimes. Right. And usually the strong people always come off heartless, because you have to be strong. You have to stand up for yourself. And you're the protector of yourself. Right. And you're so always defending you, and everyone else, that it's like, who's going to be there for me? Right. And then she's pushing away everyone else that wants to be there for her.
And I'm so glad you said that, because the strong ones are often misunderstood.
Yes.
Now, speaking of being misunderstood, do you think that that is what's going on with her relationship right now?
I don't know. Sailor Girl for Life says it's hard to have a pity party for Charlie. She's the one that pushed everyone away when they told her to grieve. And yeah, great point. Remy gave her a mouthful, you know? And I don't think Remy was wrong for questioning, like, okay, this woman that I think I adore and I want to be with, now that I'm starting to see these ugly sides of her. Again, when you're going to be with somebody, you take them for better, for worse. Make sure you can handle their worst. And these are some of the things that are Charlie's worst. You know, these aren't good things about her. None of us are perfect. Can he live with that? Like, you're kind of calculating. What do you guys think about Remy saying that? What if a man said that to you? How would you handle that?
Honestly, I think that it needed to be said, because there have been times in the show where I've questioned Charlie's motive.
Yes.
And I'm like, Charlie, you know, are you just power hungry? Mm-hmm. Like, why are you really doing this? Is this about you? Is this about you always having the power and the control? Like, what is this really about?
Right.
So for me, Remy, with his... His fine self too, huh? Again, they just did a great job with passing all the memes.
Candy, he sure did.
Candy in her feelings. She's I felt that one.
But the one thing about Remy is that he has always been the most level-headed one, besides Vi, on this show to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I respect what he's saying, and I'm glad he said it, because I think it needed to be said. And the word thoughtful... I agree with you. You know, why did your father really say that?
Right.
You know, like, what does that really mean? Like, is this really just about you? Like, what do y'all think?
I mean, can just to interject, Ken made a great point. He said Remy was right at the wrong time, though, because he didn't know the bombshell that was just revealed and everything that happened in the family. So it was kind of like really bad timing.
Yeah, the timing is bad, but I still think he's right on how he feels, because they have this relationship and it needs to be said, or it could blow up their relationship.
And it's business, too. It's not just only... relationships and then
romantic.
Right. It's business too, and he's watching how she's treating the other farmers. So he's like, "Are you manipulating them? Are you you're manipulating them? You're manipulating Davis. Are you going to manipulate me too?" Mm-hmm. It's almost like, do I even need to waste my time even trying to invest in liking you and even wanting to be a part of even a romantic side of you and just keep it strictly business and it's strictly business?
Because to be honest, I don't want to be with anybody like that.
No.
Like, if you taking advantage of people and you manipulating them, because honestly, he's right. If you're going to do that to all of them, you will damn sure do it to me.
Right. And the thing is, Charlie hasn't taken a moment to be open to Remy to say, you know what, this is what's going on in my life right now. She hasn't been vulnerable with him. Mm-hmm. She's just always like, you know, telling him kind of what to do. And the only moment she was vulnerable was when she tried to fix the stuck cane that was coming out. Right. And he finally got a chance to see, like, whoa, something's definitely going on inside. But he's also not supposed to fix her either.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem, right? We try to...
Yeah.
Most of the time, you know, deep calls onto the deep. Broken people attract broken people. So a lot of times if I'm broken, I see the brokenness in you and I'm trying to fix you. And a lot of people in the chat are talking about that, how like Remy's a little judgmental and he kind of judges her divorce and her relationship. But he's been through some grieving and parting ways with his wife, too. And he's trying to make up for something. I don't know. But we definitely do that. Like the things we can't fix in ourselves, we try to fix those same things in other people.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And then if you think about it, just, I mean, going back to Charlie and the history of Charlie, I feel like that is, she uses that as a way to protect herself. She has to be calculated. You know, she's always been the outsider. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To the point where she had to build herself up to this, to be the superwoman. Mm-hmm. She's had to carry everybody her whole entire life. So why is it so different now? She's always had to be smart. She's always had something to prove.
Right.
Like to be the one that is like the sibling that your father had outside. Like, come on.
Yeah.
And to have to carry that with you all of your life. Mm-hmm. She had to be all of those things. I get it.
The mystery.
It doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't. And given that, like, her conversation, let's get into Aunt Vi for a second, because she's just amazing and how she talks about, you know, Charlie talks about how you are the reason why I felt at home. You never treated me like, you know, Ernest's other kid, you know? But I feel like Nova discovering, that scene was so powerful. Nova going through that box. Like,
yes.
Whoo, and that song, Lord. Mm. But my thing is her discovering, then doing her research and digging deeper, like, man, wait, Aunt Vi owned the land too.
Right.
Like, how crazy was that
bomb?
Listen,
that rocked me. I was like wait. Man.
And because I was saying this last week, I was like, I want to know why Aunt Vi didn't want to at first go to Ernest's grave. I want to know what was going on. And maybe, again, the fixer, why she's trying so hard to keep the siblings together, because maybe there was a fallout with the siblings in her generation and she's trying to stop it from being passed down. Mm-hmm. And look at her. That's exactly what came out. Like, her and her brother had a fallout, but Ernest still protected her even still. But what do you think about that? Like, that kind of subplot about Ernest, like, plotting her out of the land.
Honestly, I really don't know how to feel about that, because if you ask me, that seems a little manipulative, too. And maybe that's what Charlie gets it.
But also, too, he didn't see her in the future. He only saw her at that moment. And at that moment,
like the way the sisters are doing Ralph
exactly.
Angel.
And she wasn't making the best decisions in her life at that moment. Ooh, she was dating that guy.
Right, exactly. She was 17.
Wasn't the best for her.
Man.
She was too young.
It's so interesting so the how same cycles can be passed
exactly.
down.
Exactly. Yes. Generational curses are real, people.
Yes.
Because this is the thing. She was 17 and thought she knew it all. And the same thing, Charlie. Now it's like
Ralph
backwards.
Angel. Mm-hmm.
Ralph Angel, you think you know everything. You and Darla are going to be this happily ever after. Logically speaking, this isn't gonna work. And so it's like he tried to do the same thing for Aunt Vi. Aunt Vi had to learn on her own. So I guess we'll see. Maybe Ralph Angel will have to learn on his own if he really sticks. I mean, do you think they'll take this to court? I mean,
I don't want them to. Like, I feel like what's really driving the anger in all of this is the hurt that they feel from their father.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's driving all of this. I really hope it doesn't get to that point, because I feel like they're better than that. And their father feels like they're better than that, too. But I feel like they're going to allow their hurt and their pain to get the best of them if they don't, you know,
and the thing
deal
is,
with this.
The thing is, they need to take exactly the things, like he told Ralph Angel, like, you're better than you'll ever think you are.
Right.
You're stronger than you think you are. Mm-hmm. They're all the same way, but they're only looking at the right now. They're not even trying to figure out. I don't think it's going to go to court. I don't think it's going to go there.
I hope not.
But I just feel that I think finally Ralph Angel and Charlie are going to connect in a better way. Mm-hmm. And Nova's going to have such a really hard time because she's always been such a stubborn person.
Yeah, I could see that.
Sorry, I don't mean to give predictions.
No, you're all good. My thing is this. The most powerful thing out of that conversation was Aunt Vi saying, I got my freedom and I got my brother. And you can't really put a price on that.
It's
like,
true.
At the end of the day, this land is the land. We're going to die. You know, we can't take it with us. Mm-hmm. So it's like discovering like what's really important and what really matters. And it's like, what's the point of having all this stuff if you have no one to share it with?
Right.
You
it's
know,
true.
Like Ralph Angel can have this all by himself. And then what? What if he loses everything? His sisters, Darla, like then what?
Everything.
Yep. And it's so true. I like that they really brought up the topic of, and I know this is really big in African-American families. I have a big family. I'm one of five kids. And so I just know a lot of times it's so easy just to be like, I'm done. And you walk away.
Right.
And so you don't talk to them for like a while, a few weeks. I've had an issue with my brother, my oldest brother, and we didn't talk for like a few months. And now, I like when Aunt Vi said that, it literally struck a chord in me because I knew exactly what she's talking about. Like, there's nothing compares to your family, everything else doesn't matter. Like, me too. Like, I was glad I had my brother back, bigger than what he did to me or whatever happened. He apologized. Same scenario, same thing that she's saying. And it's more important is having your family back.
Right.
And I just think that that's such a great topic to bring up because it's so easy for us to go years without talking to each other. And then we lose so much in our generation of knowledge and knowing and understanding family history, how things, like even land and ownership, things like that. Like, what if there's an issue with Ralph Angel and Charlie and Nova where he never found that letter?
Right.
You know, or something happened, they got mad at each other and he moved out the house and they never found that letter. You know, so there's like so many little things that happen when you just break away from your family and you just walk away. And then there's years of stuff that could have really been poured into fixing things.
Into fixing things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean,
you just said everything you just
was
said
just
was just
beautiful.
On point. I want to say this, and there were so many great quotes that I had to write down, and this, you definitely kind of said this in so many words, love always comes first,
right.
And in the end, choosing that is what matters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That matters so much.
Love wins every time.
Every single
it's
time.
True.
Every time. And speaking of families being together and love winning, Davis comes over and drops a housewarming gift. And, I mean, ultimately, we know the divorce is happening, but ultimately we still have to figure out a way to co-parent. We have this child together, and I don't know what Micah told her father, you know, I mean his father. Maybe he told him about the will. I don't know, but either way, I don't necessarily, this is the one moment where I thought Davis was actually being very genuine and was actually being supportive of his ex-wife going on this venture, starting her own new home. And the sentiment of the ice cream maker was just like, wow, like it wasn't just any housewarming gift. So,
right.
I mean, what do you guys think? Because I'm usually not Team Davis. So this was a total 180 for me.
I feel like the timing, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like for him, it could not have been better.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't happy with the timing.
Right.
I'm not Team Davis.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
I'm Team Remy.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
yes.
I just feel like that what are the chances that she has this situation with Remy and then all of a sudden Davis comes in for the win? Like, come on. Like it's just
But let us not forget. Let us not forget. Davis was trying to hit on that Habitat for
Which
Humanity
is why
girls.
I really don't believe this is Davis trying to hit on his wife or his ex. Well, they're still in the process of divorce. So his wife, I don't think he's trying to get back in bed with her. I really believe he was genuinely supporting her. Like, hands down.
So. I really do. Because it's like, there's a real human being inside of that monster.
You did not have an ice cream maker for our wedding. Now we're not together. You're starting a new home. Now you can have it, kind of thing. Like,
by yourself, you single lady.
Right. Like, I don't think it was vindictive, and I don't think it was manipulative either. I think, and the reason why I think that is because the way he responded when she dropped the bomb on this article and her giving the divorce story and his genuine hurt about it. Like, wow. I just felt like I didn't like
she did that.
No, I didn't like that either.
You know what? I'm going to say this, and y'all, the viewers probably think I'm just this cold-hearted, mean.
No, the chat is agreeing with me. They think Davis was real.
I just think that he just knows how to play the game. Mm-hmm. I just think he knows how to play the game.
I don't
care about his feelings. I don't care. Mm-mm. I don't care that it hurt your feelings. Like, you wouldn't even be in this situation if you didn't mess up to begin with. Like,
but this is
real.
The thing. People mess up. And I'm not saying forgive him in a way that you have to take him back.
But everybody can be forgiven but Davis. But everybody.
No, people mess up and he hasn't learned that. He does not know the error of his ways yet. I don't think so either.
Look, Ken brings up a great point. Davis is so tricky. He was genuine 2 episodes ago with Micah, but he can fake it so well. Remember that speech to the reporters out the blue. Which is true. But this is the thing. People are tricky. We're ever evolving, ever changing. A lot of people are led by their emotions. So in this moment, my emotions feel this way, and I might respond in my emotions, which might make me act out of character. And this is the thing. We're quick to judge people and say, oh my gosh, she's this and she's that. And you might have just caught that person on a day. Not saying that that's the case with Davis.
I was going to say, we done seen Davis.
We've seen Davis, but I don't know. There's just, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being a softie this week because I'm dealing with some death. But I just really feel like redemption is possible for everyone.
It is.
And I think that at the end of the day, if we still have to co-parent, I want to create a situation for my son where it's amicable, mm-hmm. where you can be on your side and I can be on my side. I don't ever want my child to feel, oh my God, I can't have both my parents in the same room.
But I'm going to say this. His redemption needs to be earned. So you want to still publicly be known like as the husband to this powerful woman.
Not necessarily.
But no, I feel like, well, he has to earn her trust back, or he has to earn her respect back. Like, after everything he put her through,
I agree with all of that.
He needs to work hard and get, and he, it needs to be earned.
But Davis made a great point. He said, why do you get to pick and choose when to flip the table when it's convenient for you?
But like, he does the same thing, though.
He does.
True. But I'm just saying in the sense of, like, it'd be different if we're only talking about Davis gaining the trust back. Charlie is using it as leverage.
But also, he publicly humiliated his wife. Yes. So why can't she publicly announce on her terms, first
that
of all, on her terms, and that's my whole thing, mm-hmm. the way that the whole thing blew up in her face after she stood by him, mm-hmm. and he went home and he lied. He could have easily said, baby, this is what really happened.
Yeah,
but he said, baby, I promise you, I did not lay a hand on that woman
and she
when
still
he was
had
the
to
main woman.
And she still
publicly,
fixed it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, know what? You got every right, girl, on your terms. Absolutely.
Yes, I agree. Because exactly like what you said, like, she even fixed his problem after he dogged her out.
Yes.
So now this is her
thing.
She
was Olivia Pope in this whole situation.
Yes. So now this is her thing, and I'm right. And at first I was like, you know what, Charlie, here you go manipulating another thing to have him write a story on your dad. But really, this is her voice. And maybe
moment.
She wants to be like, this is it once and for all, and then she'll jump in the bed with Remy.
I hope so, girl. I want to see some jumping in the bed.
Well, speaking of beds, Nova seems to be taking a hot step to Hotlanta to go see her boo. I'm really excited about this. I mean, everyone thinks, I don't know, maybe we should get into some predictions. Yeah, let's do that.
After Buzz TV predictions.
We need to predict about Nova. Charlie, for the first time, got stuck in an interview. What do we think is going to happen with this interview? what do we think is going to happen with Nova in this relationship? Are Darla and Ralph Angel going to get back together? Like, so many things.
Oh, girl.
What do y'all think?
Oh, girl. Oh, girl. Listen, honestly, I think that it's really, really good to see things really starting to hit Charlie, because Charlie always has an answer. But I think for the first time, when the reporter asked her that question about her father and it just stunned her, I think it was just really good to see her as a human being. Yes. And I really want that to hit her for a moment and to really sink in. And I want to see if that affects her in a positive way. Mm-hmm. I hope mm-hmm. it does.
I agree. And I think it gives the show a reality, a true, not reality, not Love and Hip Hop reality, but true life exactly. reality aspect that not everything's going to work out in her favor just because she's the main character. Mm-hmm. This is what I really love is that it's really touching, real moments, that it's almost like watching a reality show,
right?
And it's almost like therapy, because you're listening to things that you know or things that you've experienced in your life or things that you may not have experienced, but maybe you could put it in your right. pocket for later.
And you know what else, can I say something? I think it's good that she doesn't have all the answers. You don't have yes. to always have yeah. all the answers.
Yes, I agree.
You're human. It's yes, okay.
I agree.
Whew. Dun dun dun. Okay. My predictions go like this. I think there's an ulterior motive with this reporter. Some people in the chat agree with me that he was sent by the Landry. So hopefully we'll learn some more in this mid-season yes. finale. Where does this reporter really come from? I really think that Nova and Dr. DeWatt really do have a shot. I think timing is everything when it comes to relationships. And right now, Nova needs someone. Like, usually she's there for other people, but this is a moment where she kind of needs someone that she can lean on. And Dr. DeBois is that strong black man to come through.
What happened at the dinner table when they were sitting at that table at dinner all together and she got up and walked away? Were they sitting with the DeBois?
Oh, for the sneak peek. So I don't know.
I was thinking the guy she's crushing on is friends with them.
Dr. DeBois is friends with some kind of people she don't like, because she said, I don't know how he can be friends with these people.
Yes.
So, we shall see next week. It's going to get hot in Hotlanta. Girl. I'm telling y'all.
Yes.
It's going to get down and crazy.
I just want to see my girl in love. She needs some love.
I do.
Like,
she
real
needs
love.
Some real love.
Yes.
She needs some love.
Do you think Remy and Charlie are going to get together?
Yes, eventually.
You know what, damn it, I'm sick of this. I am sick and tired. They playing games. I'm sick of it. I am sick of it.
I don't, honestly, this is crazy because everyone has some really good willpower on this show.
Girl,
between Darla and Ralph Angel.
You're used to a whole bunch of just sexing.
No, I'm just saying, but that's the reality of today.
Right.
That people mm-hmm. don't, like, just wait. Everyone right. is always rushing convoluting into things yes. and sex and then trying to be, you know, friends and then, you know, and then your baby mama and then it's this and then it's that. It's like yeah. too many things.
Right.
We need love.
Yeah. Need just love, y'all.
All this arguing. I agree. We
I can't. Well, love on us, and make sure you subscribe to the channel. Queen Sugar, how can folks follow you guys?
Well, I'm really, really excited, guys, because I'm going to be one of the new co-hosts on Black Hollywood Live, Queen Sugar. So you can find me there
right after.
Every week. I'm sorry, not every week, because we're going to go on a hiatus. And you can also find me on Instagram at Miss Candy Marie and on Twitter at Sweet Candora TV.
You guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
Hey, y'all. Franceli Chapman holding it down. Next week, Elena will be back with us. You can follow me at all things at Selly Hangout. Make sure you go over there and hang out with us. And we'll see y'all next week. Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.